You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Lord God Almighty, we praise you. God, we worship you through studying your word. We worship you through doing what you say in your word. It's true worship. So we love you. We do whatever you say as you say it to us. God, speak to us through your word here today. Help us to be doers of your word and not just hearers, deceiving ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, I thank you for taking the time to be with me. Hope everyone had a wonderful 4th of July. And we're back here Monday, back going through the book of Revelation here, verse by verse. This is what we're doing here on WGOD. Name of this broadcast is WGOD. Imagine being tuned into God's frequency. You don't have to imagine it because you are right now. You and I, you know, God's always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's up to us to be tuned into His frequency. That's what we're doing right now. What is God going to say to us through His word? Are you ready? Here it comes. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. This is what God is saying on His broadcast and on His frequency today. Behold, He is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see Him, and those who pierced Him, and all the tribes of the earth will wail because of Him. Even so, amen. Or even so, so be it. We could say that's what the word amen means, right? It means so be it. Even so, so be it. Behold, He's coming with the clouds. Let me ask the question, how is God coming back? You see, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, God's broadcasting. This is what He wants you to know. Behold, He's coming with the clouds. What's He saying? He's coming back with the clouds. You and I will know how and when Jesus Christ is coming back, when He's coming back, because every eye will see Him. So the next Saturday morning, you see, when one of these Jehovah's Witnesses knocks on your door and tells you that Jesus Christ came back in secret, you say, no. Open up your Bible, friend. Go to Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, and you'll see. Now, this is you talking to them when they knock on your door. Read your Bible. Read Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. He's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see Him, even those who pierced Him, meaning the Jews, right? Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, it says they will mourn for Him whom they have pierced. Every eye will see Him. Now, the Jehovah's Witnesses say He had a secret. He came back secretly back in 1914. First, they had another year, but then they changed their mind and said He came back another time. The Jehovah's Witnesses will knock on your door and say, Jesus Christ came back, but it was invisible, you see. You're right. You can chuckle at that because that's foolishness. It's foolishness to believe that. Why? Because God says when He's coming back, every eye will see Him. This is not the only place He says it. When you go to Acts chapter 1, verse 8, when he was lifted up and taken up into heaven, the angel said to them, can you imagine that now? Here's Jesus. He's gone up into heaven. And here's all the apostles, his disciples, looking up into heaven. And then all of a sudden, it's like someone taps you on your shoulder and you look and, whoa, it's an angel. Where did he come from? What does he say? He says, why do you stand there gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you will so come again in like manner. The same way he was taken up, the Bible says, sorry, Andy Stanley, but the Bible says, the same way he was taken up is the same way he's going to come back again. He's coming back in the clouds, and every eye will see him. Sorry, Jehovah's Witnesses. Not just the cults are going to see him. Sorry. Not just the elect are going to see him. Sorry. Every eye will see him. And not only that, not only are the believers the one that are going to see him, but the unbelievers too. Look at their response. Look at their response. You know, when it says here that every eye will see him, and when it says all the tribes of the earth will wail, is the word, will wail because of him. You know why? Some translations say mourn, but I've translated it wail. ESV has wail too. This is not a good response. This is not rejoicing in joy because here comes Jesus. The word literally means to beat one's breast in anguish. Now picture this here with me. When every eye will see him and he's coming on the clouds, it's going to be something like this. I wish you could see me for the visual here. When every eye sees him, they're going to do this. They're going to look up and they're going to see Jesus Christ coming. And then they're going to look down. And when they look down, they're going to look on their right hands. And on their right hand is going to be a mark. 666. And then everyone's going to wail because everything that they heard that they scoffed and didn't believe is going to come true. Everything they heard, everything that they saw on TV, everything that they heard from Christians is going to be true. When they look up and they see him coming back on the clouds, when they look down and see the mark of the beast on their right hand, or if they look in the mirror and see it on their forehead, all the earth will wail, beat their breast because of him. Let me stop here for a minute and say, this doesn't have to happen to you. This is what God's saying here today on his frequency today. This is the word of God for you today. This does not have to happen to you, friend. This does not have to happen to you. This does not have to include you. There's two responses to the Lord Jesus Christ coming back. Number one is joy. Rejoice at the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two is going to be wail. You could either rejoice or you could wail. You'd wail because you have the mark of the beast on your right hand or on your forehead. You rejoice because you'd be part of the ones that are going to be carried away and taken up and caught up to meet him in the air, as it says. It says, we will caught up in a moment. He said, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. That means to die. Euphemism for death. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. You can either be a part, God is saying to you today, you can either be a part of those that are going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, or you can be part of the ones that'll be here on the earth, that'll beat their breasts and wail when he comes back because they let Satan deceive them. Remember, all those who take the mark of the beast, friend, they're deceived into doing what they do. Many of you have heard me say this for 10 years here on the radio. People are deceived into doing this. All the way, it goes all the way back to the garden, to Eve, who says, the serpent deceived me and I ate. To Judas Iscariot, who was deceived, and when he saw what had happened, Matthew chapter 27, verse 2, when they saw what had happened, He hurled the money and shouted out and said, I've betrayed innocent blood. I've sinned. You see, Judas was deceived into doing what he did. Eve was deceived into doing what she did. People at the end of the age are going to be deceived. If you would have known, take this mark on your right hand or on your forehead, and you will spend eternity in hell where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Do you think you'd do what you did? Some people would. Most people wouldn't. They're just deceived into doing what they do. Likewise, this group would not wail if they were not deceived. But they are deceived into doing this. This is what's going to happen when he comes back. Those whose names are written in the book of life, those who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, will be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. And those that were deceived will wail. Beat their breasts and wail because they got the mark on their right hand because they were deceived into receiving that by Satan. That's what this verse here means, Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. And then he goes on to say, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, he who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Now, Alpha and Omega, we know, it's the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. I am the Alpha and the Omega. That is, I am the A and the Z. I am the beginning and the ending, says the Lord. Some translations say Lord. Mine says Lord God. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God. He who is, he who was, and who was to come. And then it says the Almighty. That's the Greek word pantakrator. Kratos means strength, power. Panta means above or above all. Pantakrator, that is most high. That is the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew El Shaddai. I am the Almighty God. He said to Abraham, walk before me and be blameless. Here in Greek, it's Pantakrator, all powerful, Almighty God. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God. He who is, he who was, and he who is to come, the Almighty. We're going to end it right there today on these two verses. The key and the question is to you today, friend, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, and I'm willing to bet you whatever you want that this is going to be in your lifetime. If I'm wrong, I'll pay you back when we get into heaven. I believe he's coming back on your lifetime, and you're in either one of these two groups. You're either in the first one that's going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. And let me remind you, eye is not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men that which God has prepared for those who love him. And more so than that, God promises you peace in the here and now. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Are you looking for peace today? Has peace eluded you? God promises you peace. He promises you forgiveness of sins. He promises you eternal life. All you have to do is receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That is what you have to do. And if you do that, indeed, when the Lord comes back, you'll be caught up to meet him in the air. You will not be the group here that beats their breast and wails when they look down on their hand and see that they've been deceived. We'll be back again tomorrow right here on WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio.